各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
我们高兴能够在尔湾教会举开我们的青年神训班。
We are very happy to be able to hold the National Youth Theological Seminar at Irvine Church.
我们这些成员有来自韩国、来自台湾、来自加拿大的很多同龄。
This time around, we have participants that come from Korea, Taiwan, and Canada.
我们愿主耶稣能够继续带领我们的训练。
May God continue to guide our training.
我们希望这个神学训练能够培养未来的神的工人。
We hope that this theological training seminar will be able to train future holy workers.
这个 NYTS 啊，有的人解释成这个 need you to serve 啊，就是希望你能够来服侍神。
The abbreviation of NYTS is also known as need you to serve.
另外一个大家都知道，要服侍之前呢，要受苦。
And we know that before serving, we must suffer.
So NYTS 又叫做 need you to suffer.
And therefore, NYTS is also known as need you to suffer.
我们在这边可能团体生活大家比较不习惯。
And it might be that we're not used to living in such a large community.
但是其实吃苦是一种吃补的一种方法。
However, suffering is also a way to heal and make us even stronger.
所以愿主也是能够让我们有一颗为主吃苦的心志。
And therefore, may God grant us a heart that is willing to suffer for
Him. 将来我们盼望这一班能够有更多的负责人、更多的工人，甚至传道人从我们这个训练班出来。
We hope that the participants from the seminar will yield some church board members and also some pastors.
保罗说：“我今日成了何等的人。”
Paul says, "Today I have become this person."
是因为神的恩典才成就的。
And it is because of God's grace that this has happened.
能够服侍神是一个极大的恩典。
It is a great blessing to be able to serve God.
所以我们将来在地方教会在神的国度，我们都希望能够成为一个有用的工人。
And therefore, in the near future, we hope that in our local churches or in the kingdom of God, we'll become a useful servant.
玛利亚是神国里面一个很重要的工人。
And Mary is a very important worker in the kingdom of God.
她是被神拣选做器皿来把救主耶稣生下来的女子。
She was chosen by God to become an instrument who would bear the Son of God.
所以希望我们每个人都能够被神能够拣选来在神国为神国所用。
And we hope that all of us will be chosen so that we can be used in the kingdom of God.
我们看路加福音第二章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 2.
我们把红线夹在第二章。
Please leave your bookmark in Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
路加福音对不起，第一章哈。
Pardon. Luke chapter 1.
第一章二十八节
Verse 28.
一章二十八节，天使进去对他说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
And having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.
看第三十节
Please turn to verse 30.
天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
圣经一而再地述说她是一个蒙恩的、蒙大恩的女子。
The Bible records one time and again that she was a highly favored person.
我刚刚提到说，我们都希望为主来做工，也成为一个蒙恩的人呢。
And I mentioned that we hope to be able to be a useful worker for God and also to find favor in Him.
那在这么多女子当中，为什么玛利亚会被选来让神来做工呢？
And among these many women, why was Mary chosen to do this work?
所以我们用这个主题，我们来谈三点。
So we would like to use this topic to talk about.
如果我们要蒙恩，应该有什么条件呢？
What is it that is required of us to become a highly favored
one? 那玛利亚蒙恩的内容是什么呢？
And what is the content of Mary's highly favored?
她蒙恩之后又做了什么反应呢？
And what was her reaction after being highly favored?
Oh, by the way, you probably need to take notes because it's not in your handout. Probably tests will come from here, so don't doze off. just kidding. Anyway,所以我们先来看这个他蒙恩的条件是什么。
So let's take a look at the requirements of her being found as a favored
one. 我们被神拣选来做工，有时候有一些条件哈。
When we are chosen by God to work for Him, there are some requirements.
那这个玛利亚这个人有一个特质。
And Mary has a very unique quality.
就是她对神的话、天使的话，她能够反复思想。
And it is that she is able to think and ponder about the words of God and the angel.
我们看路加福音第一章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 1.
28节天使对他讲说蒙大恩的女子我问你安、哦、
Verse 28 And having come in the angel said to her Rejoice highly favored one
29节这样讲
And this is what verse 29 says
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌
But when she saw him she was troubled at his saying
反复思想这样问安是什么意思
And considered what manner of greeting this was
只有一句话而已、哦、
It's only one word
我问你安
Which is, the Lord is with you.
No, 我问你安。
Which is,
greeting.
Oh, yeah. greetings.
是不是？你是不是 greeting? Verse 28.
It says, rejoice, highly favored one.
没有，没有，没有，我问你安啊。Mm-hmm. 啊？没有啊。
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, can you read again?
And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you.
Okay, rejoice.
Rejoice.
Is it King James?
NKJV.
Oh, rejoice. Okay. 这一句话而已啊 ,rejoice. 或者是中文是我问你安。
And so with one word, rejoice or greetings.
那他就想了半天啊。
She thought about it and considered it.
今天哦，我们如果要蒙恩哦，我们要很这个很仔细的来思考神的话。
Today, if we want to find favor, we need to consider the words of God.
要 meditate, 要真的去反复思想。
We need to meditate the words of God.
诗篇第一篇第二节这样讲、哦、
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2, it says,
唯有喜爱神律法昼夜思想的这人便为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
所以只要你想神的话，你就是一个有福，就是一个蒙恩的人。
So as long as you meditate upon the words of God, you are blessed and you have
found favor. 圣经讲呢，这样的人在他所行的事上都要顺利哦。
And the Bible says that all those who do this, they will find that everything runs very smoothly.
他会像一棵树栽在溪水旁啊。
They will be like a tree planted by the rivers.
他会按时结果子。
And bring forth its fruit in its season.
所以时候到了，你就看到生命有一些很成功的展现，有一些荣耀神的展现。
So when the time comes, then there will be signs of how it has been very successful, and also signs of the glory of God.
所以我们今天来这边学习神的话，不只是听啊。
So today, when we come here to learn the words of God, we're not here just to listen.
要想。
But we must also meditate.
要。昼夜思想哦
We must meditate upon them day and night.
真的我们想之后就会得智慧哦
And when we meditate upon them, we will receive wisdom.
那个保罗跟提摩太这样讲
Paul told Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书
Please turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章第七节
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 7.
提摩太后书二章七节
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 7.
二章七节
Chapter 2 verse 7.
我所说的话你要思想因为凡事主必给你聪明。
Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
保罗跟提摩太讲了很多的话，这尤其在提摩太前后书里面了。
Paul told Timothy many things as recorded in 1 and 2 Timothy.
他说你不只是要读啊，你要想。
And he told him, you don't just study it, you need to consider and meditate upon them.
这样子凡事主都会给你聪明啊。
And in this way, the Lord will give you understanding.
尤其在我们人生遇到一些事情的时候。
Especially in our life when we're facing many things.
你要想一想。
You need to think about it.
到底神是什么意思？
What does it mean?
到底圣经是什么讲的?
What does the Bible say about it?
到底神要我人生的路要怎么走下去?
Where does God want me to walk towards in this path of life?
我们再参考这个是彼得的一个方法哦。
And we can take reference to Peter's way.
我们来看这个使徒行传十二章十二节。
Please turn to Acts.
使徒行传十二章十二节。
Chapter 12 verse 12.
使徒行传十二章十二节
Acts chapter 12 verse 12
这边记载彼得本来被装在监牢里面去啊
Peter had been thrown in prison
时间没有到天使就去救他出来
And when time had not come yet the angel had gone to save him
他都乱套了他本来想要回天家了他睡得很熟觉得明天早上起来我就回天家了
And originally he was fast asleep because he thought tomorrow I'm going to return to my heavenly home
想不到什么天使来一道门第二道门诶怎么一下就走到街上去了
But then suddenly the angel led him past the first door to the second doorAnd now he was on the street.
那再来怎么办呢?
And then he thought, what happens next?
十二节。
Verse 12。
十二节。
Verse 12。
想了一想。
So when he had considered this,、
哦、 他就往那称马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去了、哦、
He came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark.
我觉得这句话很重要。
I feel that this word is very important.
我们要思想神的话。
We need to consider or think about the words of God.、
啊、我们要想天使的话。
And we need to think about the words of the angel.
天使的工作出来了，再想一想到底这是什么意思。
And after the work of the angel has been completed, we need to think about what does this mean.
你知道在使徒行传第一章、啊、第二、啊、第一章第二章那个耶稣叫他们不可以离开耶路撒冷。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1 and chapter 2, Jesus Christ told them to not leave Jerusalem.
要他们等候圣灵的降临。
Told them to wait for the descending.
你要知道这一章哦，你发觉到彼得哦，他的工作几乎都是以为耶路撒冷为中心，他不敢离开耶路撒冷。
And we can see from these chapters that Peter's work would be based out of Jerusalem.
啊，但是这个事情之后呢
？However, after this happened,
他想了一想。
He considered and thought.
啊，从这个事件之后呢，他开始带老婆到世界各地去宣道旅行了。
After this happened, he took his wife to go on a worldwide missionary trip.
他终于知道，原来神说不要离开耶路撒冷的意思，就是要在那边等候圣灵，不是说一辈子都老死在那里啦。
He understood that they were to be waiting in Jerusalem until they received the Holy Spirit, and they should not just die there.
所以，年轻的弟兄姐妹，我们真的要想哈。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we must meditate and consider.
你们将来要做主工，为什么你觉得做主工真的是很有意义的事情呢
？Why do you feel that working for God is something that is very important and meaningful？
只是传道这样讲而已吗
？Is it just because the pastor has？
还是你真的把它放到心里面去了呢
？Or is it because you have put these things in your heart？
其实人生最有重要的事情不是追求财产，是追求爱本身呢？
And you feel that the most important thing in this world is not to simply chase after wealth or after loving yourself.
你没有想哦，这些观念不会进到心里面去。
If you do not think about these things, then these concepts will not enter your heart.
那个只是右耳朵出来，左耳朵出去，可能一下就忘记了。
It enters through one ear and leaves through the other one, and you will just simply forget it.
而是我们中国人说，学而不思则罔，思而不学则会。你不但学，你要思想，然后才有办法入到心里面去。
And therefore, there is a Chinese proverb that says that you are not to just listen and learn it, but you need to think about it so that it can enter your heart.
那什么叫反复思想呢
？And what does it mean to consider and
meditate? 你想了之后，如果还有不懂的啊
，It means that after you think about it and there's still something that you do not understand.
你要问啊、哦、
，Then you must ask.
我们看马可福音第一章
，Let's take a look.
路加福音第一章
，At Luke chapter 1.
反复思想不是想，还要问哦。
Pondering
问的时候还要想啊。
Means that you need to ask and think and then ask again.
我们看路加福音一章三十四节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 34.
一章三十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 34.
一章三十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 34.
玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎能有这事呢？”
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?"
她环顾四想，想不通啊。
She thought about it and she couldn't think it through.
哎呀，我没有老公呢，啊、怎么有办法怀孕呢？
If I do not have a husband, then how can I get pregnant?
这个太难了吧。
This is a little bit too difficult.
怎么可能有这事呢？
How can it be possible that this would happen?
啊，所以我们读圣经要去问 why， 我要去问 how， 要去问为什么。为什么会这样子
？And therefore, when we're reading the Bible, we should ask, why does this happen?
你看主耶稣哦，在路加福音第二章，他在这个教室当中是一面听一面问呢。
In Luke chapter 2, we see that Jesus Christ was listening and asking at the same time.
啊，所以我们在这边哦，有时候要懂得问问题。
And therefore, as we are here, we need to learn to ask questions.
哎，真的，你问问题哦，神会给你答案呢。
Because as you ask questions, God will give you
answers. 你问大自然，大自然会给你答案。
And if you ask the great nature, nature will also give you answers.
我们看耶伯记的十二章第七节。
Let's take a look at Job.
耶伯记十二章第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
十二章第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
耶伯记十二章第七节。
Job chapter 12, verse 7.
你且问走兽，走兽必指教你；你问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟必告诉你。或与地说话，必地指教你；海中的鱼也必向你说明。请读。
But now ask the beasts, and they will teach you, and the birds of the air, and they will tell you; or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you.
想不懂。
If you can't figure it out,
看看神所创造的大自然。
Take a look at the nature that God has created.
问小鸟。
Ask the bird.
问鱼啊。
Ask the fish.
这个神在大自然当中隐藏他的智慧。
And it is because God has hidden His wisdom in the nature.
神会借着大自然来回答我们的问题。
And God will use nature to answer our questions.
如果你想不通。
And if you can't figure it out.
要问一些真的有神智慧的人哦。
You need to ask those who really have the wisdom of God.
我们在这边学习，有一些辅导员，有一些工人。
When we are learning here, there are some counselors and some workers.
那个好的问题哦，可以把一个人的一辈子的精华问出来。
And all of these good questions, you can end up asking the most important questions of life.
玛利亚不懂，她就问天使了。
Mary didn't understand, and so she asked the angel.
我们来看参考这个是不是箴言的二十章。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 6.
箴言二十章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 6.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
不是二十章，我看一下。二十章第五节。
Chapter 20, verse 5.
人心藏怀藏谋略，好像深水，唯有明哲人才能汲引出来。
Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out.
有时候我觉得读这个，我觉得我们每一个人哦，其实就好像一潭水一样哦。
I feel that each one of us is like a body of water.
每个人都有个很深的背景，很深的经历。
That we have a very deep background and very deep experiences.
那我们这些经历呢，形成我们人的一种处事态度，跟我们的一个经验，跟我们的一个智慧的累积。
And these experiences become the attitude that we have towards life and the experiences that we have.
那如果你懂得问的话，就好像把它深水把它汲出来一样啊。
And if you ask questions, it is as if you are lifting up these deep waters.
那这样子你就可以得到智慧了。
And in this way, you will receive wisdom.
所以我们中文说，与君一席话，胜读十年书。你跟一个人讲一句。话之后呢，真的胜过你读十年的书了。
There is a Chinese proverb that says that a conversation with someone is better than studying books for 10 years.
So, brother, 我们读圣经呢，要懂得想。
And therefore, when we're reading the Bible, let us think about it.
懂得问。
Let us learn how to ask questions.
再想哦。
And think about it again.
举个例子啊。
For example.
我最近在想一个问题。
Recently, I've been pondering upon a question.
很多人在问说，哎，住教会好像是非法的哦。
There are many people that are saying, hey, living in church is actually illegal.
到底可不可以住教会？
So, can we live at church?
这个好像每个人答案都不太一样啊。
And it seems that each person has their own answers.
可是小弟想了半天啊。
But I've thought about it for quite a while.
有时候人要什么事情都合法化是不容易啊。
It is not easy when we want everything to be legalized.
有时候合法化不对。
Sometimes that which is legal is not right.
同性恋合法化了。
For example, homosexuality has been legalized.
你同意吗？
And do you agree with that?
尼布甲尼撒王说要拜偶像，王的话就是法律啊。
King Nebuchadnezzar had said or had commanded that they needed to worship idols, and the word of the king is law.
你同意吗？
Do you agree?
我觉得人要尽量和华。
I feel that a person needs to learn to
try to be legal.
People need to try to be legal.
但是有时候真的很难呢。
However, sometimes it is very difficult.
我住 New Jersey.
I live in
上个月我住 New Jersey.
Last month I was living in New Jersey.
我们家养小狗。
And I have a couple of dogs.
你知道吗？如果你要带小狗出去要和华化的话，一定要。把狗绑安全带了、哦、
And did you know that if you want to have a dog and based on the law, you need to have a leash?
那我在想，我要到 DC 去，要经过 New Jersey， 要经过 Pennsylvania， 要到 DC， 那为什么 Pennsylvania 这个不用呢？啊 ，New Jersey 就要呢
？And because I needed to go to DC, therefore I was going to pass by Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania does not have this law. And so I thought, why is it that New Jersey requires this law?
所以有时候我们很多事情想一想。
And so sometimes, as we think about things,
我不是说我们要非法。
I'm not saying that we should do illegal things.
我们说很多事情，我们从圣经的角度来想一想。
But let us use the perspective of the Bible to think
about things. 到底神要我们怎么做呢
？What does God want me to do?
我们要尽量合法。
We need to try our best to be legal.
但是有时候合法是非法的。
But sometimes,
在神面前是非法的。
In the eyes of the Lord, is illegal.
我们要怎么做呢
？And what shall we do?
我常常想，至少我们要诚实。
Many times I think that at least we need to be honest.
我们要尽量合法，但至少要诚实。
We need to try our very best to be legal, but most importantly, we need to be honest.
这个是我最近自己在想的了。很多事情我们要想一想，神到底什么意思啊？
And this is something that I've been pondering about lately, and there are many things that we need to simply think about.
有时候我觉得我们这个大学生哦，书读越多，好像越难结婚呢，哈。
Sometimes I feel that among our youth, the more that they study, the more difficult it is for them to get married.
为什么最近有这种想法呢?
And why is it that I have this kind of thinking?
因为最近小弟常去这个福建人的世界工作。
And it is because recently I need to go do some work in the community of Fujian people.
他们都很多人都很早结婚了。
And many of them get married at an early age.
那我发觉到很多读过书的头脑比较复杂一点。
And I realize that those who study a little bit more, their minds are more complicated.
他们这个读了书之后，他们的婚姻就有一个框框。如果没有一个人走进他这个想法的框框里面，就说 no 了，不会同意的。
And after they study, they create this little box for whom they want to marry. And if that person doesn't walk into the box, then they will not marry them.
所以无论介绍谁，都要看看这个框框合不合啊，这有没有在我的框框里面啊。
And so regardless of whom they are introduced to, they will just use this little frame to evaluate whether that person is eligible or not.
有时候这个框框哦，常常是金色。也常常是很高贵的这样子啦。
However, very often this frame is made of gold or of some sort of
precious metal. 所以一个机会又失去，一个机会又失去，一个机会又失去这样子。
And therefore, a chance is lost, a chance is lost, and another chance is lost.
如果有大人，有一些比较有经验的人跟你讲的话
，And if there's some adults or some individuals that have more experience and talk with you about it, then you must think about it.
圣经怎么讲的
？What does the Bible say about it?
你要想一想。
You need to think about it or ponder.
你要问。
And you also need to ask.
在想
And then meditate more upon it.
我在想，有时候我们要作为神的工人哦，我们要应用这种神给人的悟性呢。
I think that sometimes as workers of God, we need to use the understanding of people.
这样子呢，我们真的想通了，知道神的旨意是什么了。
So like that, we can think things through and figure out what God's will
is. 摸起来比较容易啊，来为神所用啊。
And in this manner, we can be easily used by God.
那玛利亚啊，她最后她能够得到这个蒙福呢？啊，另外一个条件就是她情愿照天使的话去做。
And another requirement that Mary fulfilled to become one who found favor in God is that she was willing to do according to what the angel had said.
啊，请读路加福音一章的三十八节。
Please take a look at Luke chapter 1 verse 38.
路加福音一章三十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 38.
一章三十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 38.
当天使跟他回答之后呢，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女。”情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
天使就离去了。
And so the angel departed.
其实你想想看，这个在当时人的眼光来说，这是很不可思议的现象。
Think about it, in the eyes of other people, this would be an unbelievable
situation. 怎么你没有结婚就大肚子了呢？
How can it be that without being married, you're already pregnant?
这样的人用石头打死。
And this kind of person would usually need to die by stoning.
所以当他同意的时候，等于是好像他的生命要一种 risk 哦，要危险到可能会牺牲生命的一个地步啊。
And therefore, when she agreed to this, she put her life at risk, and she might need to lose.
他要承受很多那种戴有色眼镜的眼光来看他的事情呢。
And she would need to bear all those eyes that looked at her wrongly.
为什么他能够蒙福呢
？And why is it that she could be blessed？
啊，虽然危险。
Even though it was dangerous,
虽然可能 有人会笑他
even though people would make fun of her,
但是因为这是从主来的
however, because this comes from the Lord,
所以他宁愿照着去做
therefore she was willing to do it accordingly.
所以四十五节一章四十五节这样讲
and that is why chapter 1 verse 45 says,
这女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord.
今天主耶稣说要用你们了哦。
Today, Lord Jesus Christ says that He wants to use you.
请你来当 R1 的老师好不好
？Please come and be a religious education teacher, okay?
你说我最近太忙了，我不可以。
And you say I'm kind of busy. I can't really do that.
这个其实你没有经过太多什么丢脸的事情或牺牲生命的事情。
And you have not gone through anything that might be embarrassing or anything that could risk your life.
但是你不愿意接受。
However, you're unwilling to accept.
最后就没有办法蒙这个福气了。
And in the very end, you cannot be blessed.
有的人哦，他拒绝神的拣选。
Some people reject the choosing of God.
有一个年轻的财主啊，主耶稣看他就爱他。
And there was a young rich man that when Jesus Christ saw him, he loved him.
因为他从小都守诫命了。
And it was because this young rich man had kept all of the commandments since young.
很有礼貌了，又跟主跪在主耶稣前面了。
And he was very well-mannered, and he even knelt in front of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣这样子啊，你来哦，把你的东西卖掉，来跟随我了。
And therefore Jesus told him, sell all of your possessions and come and follow me.
圣经上讲，这个人忧忧愁愁地走了。
The Bible says that he walked away sadly.
请问他叫什么名字?
What was his name?
他叫摩西吗?
Was his name Moses?
他叫以利亚?
Was his name Elijah?
他叫什么名字?
What was his name?
你不知道他叫什么名字?
You do not know his name.
因为圣经上没有他的名字。
And it is because in the Bible his name does not exist.
有时候神要给我们一个福气啊。
Sometimes God wants to give us a blessing.
神看他就爱他。
God saw him and loved him.
但是他没有信心接受。
However, he did not have the faith to accept it.
但是有时候你即使没有信心哦，神还是要用你呢。
However, sometimes even if you do not have the faith to accept it, God still wants to use you.
神总是要用人吧。
And it's because God needs to use people anyways.
那怎么办呢？就是神要用司洗安的老爸来生司洗安，他就没有信心接受，他不相信这个事情。
So what happens when? Sorry, who's she?
John the Baptist.
Sorry. The father, when God wanted to use the father of John the Baptist to have John the Baptist, the father didn't really believe.
天使说,你不信啊,你从今天开始不会说话。
And the angel said, since you do not believe from today on, you will not speak.
神要用人啊,哦?
When God wants to use people,
这我们如果相信,而且愿意照神所说的,这是最大的福气了。
If we believe and we are willing to be used by God, then this is our greatest blessing.
那相信从哪里来?
And where does this belief come from?
从思想神的话来的。
It comes from meditating and pondering upon the word of God.
思想神的话从听到神的话来的。
And the meditating upon the word of God comes from listening to his word.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们盼望,我们来到这边有一个服事的心智。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, as you are here, we hope that you will have a heart of servitude.
像以利亚说,我在这里,请差遣我。
Just like Elijah who said, I am here, please send me.
有时候我被很多弟兄姐妹感动到啊。
Many times I am moved by many brothers and sisters.
我认识一位我们差不多年纪的姐妹。
I know a sister who is around my age.
那我们年轻的时候呢,因为传道薪水很少了。
And when we were young, because the income or the salary of the pastors is quite low.
所以传道在台上勉励的时候,就勉励姐妹说,希望你们有人立志将来当传道娘,要不然传道都讨不到老婆。
And therefore, a pastor had given a message telling the sisters and encouraging them to marry a pastor so that in the future the pastor would have a wife.
结果这个姐妹真的立志要当传道娘耶。
And so this sister really decided that she wanted to be a pastor's wife.
一直等到三十几岁了。
And she waited and waited and she was past 30 years old.
奇怪了，怎么没有传道要娶她呢？
Then she thought, kind of weird, why is it that there's no brother who's a pastor who wants to marry me?
就没有办法了。
And so there's nothing that could be done about it. So she married another brother.
前些日子我遇到他。
And a couple of days ago, I met up with her.
她说我没有当成传道娘，但是我现在要当传道的娘。
And she says, I did not become the wife of a pastor, but now I have become the mother of a pastor.
她生了一个小朋友啊。
She has a child.
她立志呀，要把这个小朋友培养长大。
And she has promised to help this child grow up.
将来服侍神呢?
And in the future to serve God.
神常常利用工人,利用讲台来呼召弟兄姐妹。
God uses the pulpit to encourage people to come and serve God.
有人说,好,我在这里,差遣我。
And some people say, okay, I am here, please send me.
但是有的人真的没有办法嘞。
But some people, it is just impossible.
如果你真的要蒙福啊,
And if you want to be blessed,
你要学习玛利亚,
then you must learn from Mary.
那这个玛利亚蒙福的内容就是生主耶稣基督了。
And the content of Mary's blessing is to have given birth to Jesus Christ.
其实我们从这个经文来看, 其实生孩子本身就是一件蒙福的事情。
And from this Bible verse, we can see that giving birth to a child is a blessing of God.
你看路加福音一章28节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 1 verse 28.
一章28节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 28.
蒙大恩的女子,我你安主和你同在的。所以这边提到说,她要生主耶稣基督了。
It says, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, and it tells us here that she is going to give birth to Jesus Christ.
31节,
Verse 31.
你要怀孕生子,可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
其实哦, 生命是从神来的。
We know that life comes from God.
所以今天如果神赐给我们孩子, 我们要存着感恩的心。
And therefore, when God grants us a child, then we need to have a thankful heart.
因为本身就是一个恩惠。
And it is because this is a blessing.
我们看诗篇的127篇第三节。
Please turn to Psalms 127. The reason why we want to get married is so that we have a godly offspring.
127篇 第三节.
Psalm chapter 127 verse 3.
127篇 第三节.
Chapter 127 verse 3.
儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所
Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
所以我们如果怀孕了,
so if we are pregnant,
我们不要堕胎,
let us not have an abortion.
这个是杀人,
and it is because this is to kill another person.
因为本身呢, 孩子是有生命的,
and it is because the child is alive.
那这边提到说, 其实他就神给你的礼物,
and it tells us here that this is a heritage from the Lord.
所以孩子本身就是一个恩典,
and therefore a child is a blessing.
都是神赐给我们, 让我们来珍惜的,
and these are given to us by God so that we can treasure them.
我听一个长老这样讲,
I heard an elder saying,
他说有一次他的女儿生病,
he said that once his daughter got sick.
那无论怎么祷告都祷告不好,
and regardless of what they did or how they prayed, she simply did not get better.
有一次啊, 长老就去看她了,
and there was once that the elder went to see the daughter.
那长老就说, 哎, 你要想一想, 到底有没有犯什么错啊?
And the elder said, you need to think about it. Figure out whether you have committed any mistake.
啊, 如果这个是其他人讲, 可能那个姐妹会生气哦, 但是因为爸爸讲的, 所以他就没有生气,
and if it were somebody else who was asking her that, she might get upset, but since it was a dad who was asking, therefore she did not get upset.
她想一想就跟爸爸说, 问爸爸,
and she thought about it, and then she asked her father,
爸爸我最近怀孕了哦,
Dad, I'm actually pregnant.
我祷告一直跟神抱怨啊,
and there was once that I prayed to God, and I was just complaining about it.
因为我就觉得我怎么这么倒霉啊, 用台湾话说我哪在衰啊, 这样,
and I was asking myself, why is it that I have fallen to such bad luck?
我这已经有两个孩子了, 干嘛再来一个呢?
I already have two children, how can I have another one?
那这个长老就跟这个姐妹讲,
and so the elder told his daughter,
如果有一个人给你一个礼物啊,
if one day somebody gives you a gift,
你虽然不喜欢那个礼物啊,
and even though you don't like it,
你不会当着他的面说, 我怎么这么倒霉, 收到这个礼物啊,
you will not tell them in their face, oh, such bad luck that I've had that I received this kind of gift.
你虽然不喜欢, 你也会说谢谢嘛,
and
对不对?
Even if you don't like it, at least you would say thank you,
啊, 这个是,
right?
这个是礼物啊,
and this is a gift.
啊, 那个姐妹真的这样祷告, 说神啊, 对不起, 谢谢你给我礼物了,
and so this daughter prayed in this way and said, dear God, thank you for this gift.
啊, 真的后来, 神让她知道, 后来她的病就好了呢,
and later on, after that, her sickness was healed.
我们现在的人很多人不喜欢生孩子。
Nowadays, there are many people that do not like to have children.
如果你觉得因为养孩子太贵了，所以不生, 这是小性的表现。
And if you feel that having a child is simply too expensive, then this means that you have very little faith.
真的很多虔诚的弟兄姐妹到处又发现哦, 不是人养孩子, 是神在养我们的孩子。
There are many righteous brothers and sisters that realize that it is not money that is taking care of our children,
但是,
but God is raising our children.
但是有的人真的没有办法生, 想要也没有了。
However, some people, even if they want to have children, they cannot have children.
所以我觉得小丽觉得, 如果你真的不想要生孩子, 唯一的一个理由就是你愿意生很多属灵的孩子。
And therefore, I feel that if you're not willing to have any children, then you must be willing to have many spiritual children.
至少要生很多这种至高神的儿子啦。
You need to have many of those who are highly favored in the eyes of God.
我们看路加福音一章三十二节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 1 verse 32.
一章三十二节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 32.
路加福音一章三十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 32.
他要为大称为至高者的儿子。当然这是指着主耶稣了哦。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and we know that this refers to Jesus Christ. However, all those who are baptized and belong to the family of Christ become the Son of the Highest.
所以小弟觉得只有一个可能啦, 如果你真的不要孩子, 这个只有这个可能就是你要生很多至高神的儿子。
And that is why I think that the only possibility, if you decide that you do not want to have children, you must have, you need to bear many of these Son of the Highest.
受洗就是重生啊。
Because when people are baptized, they are reborn.
他不是从血肉生, 不是从情欲生, 是从神生啊。
And they're not reborn of the flesh, but rather they're reborn from Christ.
啊, 这个是天使都高兴的事情啊。
And this is something that even the angels rejoice.
啊, 这个是最大的福气的一个事情。
And this is the greatest blessing.
啊, 当然玛利亚, 她所生的是, 啊, 主耶稣基督。
And of course, Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ.
这个是一个极大的, 啊, 极大的恩典啊。
And this is a great blessing.
我们再来读31节到33节。
Please read verses 31 through 33.
路加福音一章31节到33节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 31 to 33.
她要怀孕生子，你来读好了。
31, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. 32, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. 33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
哇，这个孩子的国度是没有穷尽的。
The kingdom of this child will have no end.
他要做王到永远的。
And he will be a king forever.
从亚伯拉罕到那个时代呢，每一个姐妹都希望有一天他们能够借着他们的身体来生出弥赛亚来。
From the time of Abraham to the time that we are talking about right now, every sister hoped to become the one who bore the Messiah.
在各种时代千万人当中，神拣选玛利亚。
And from all of the eras, God chose Mary.
这是极大的福气啊。
And this is such a great blessing.
我常想哦，这个门徒跟随主耶稣三年都已经这么好了哦。
And I've been thinking about how the disciples had been following Jesus Christ for 3 years. They must be pretty good.
玛利亚哦，可以跟主耶稣三十年呢。
And Mary was with Jesus Christ for 30 years.
真的很好，因为酒用尽了，讲一下，哎，就有酒可以喝了啊。
And it is because it's very convenient because if you don't have wine, then you can just tell them about it, and now you have wine.
我在想，他们家一定充满了神的恩典呐，充满主耶稣的恩典呐。
And I believe that within their household, it was full of God's blessings.
我们今天所有的姐妹，我们弟兄姐妹大概都没有办法再做玛利亚这样的一个事情了。
Today, our brothers and sisters cannot do the same thing as Mary anymore.
但是路加福音第八章，耶稣这样讲。
However, the book of Luke, chapter 8,
有人说生耶稣的是有福气的了、哦、
It says that the one who bore Jesus Christ is blessed.
但是耶稣怎么说呢
？However, what did Jesus Christ say?
我们看第八章的二十一节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 21.
八章二十一节。
Chapter 8,
耶稣回答说：“听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲，就是我的弟兄了。”
But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it."
所以今天我们虽然没有机会啊，来做这样的器皿。
So today, even though we do not have the opportunity to become this kind of instrument,
但是如果我们真的遵守神的道，能够来服侍神，那我们就是主耶稣基督的母亲，就是他的兄弟了。
However, we hear the word of God and we do accordingly, then we'll become the mothers and the brothers of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们也可以享受到这样的福气。
And therefore,
这是主耶稣的应许。
We can also enjoy this kind of blessing because this is a promise of Jesus Christ.
但是我们看到哦，要受享受福气，也要有为主吃苦的精神。
However, for us to be able to receive this blessing, we also need to have the attitude and the willingness to suffer for Christ.
玛利亚是蒙大恩的人，但是你也要想，玛利亚也是一个被刀心里被刀刺透的女人呢、啊。
Mary was a highly favored one, but you must remember that her heart was also pierced with a knife.
我们来看路加福音一章三十五节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 1 verse 35.
这是经过借着西门跟他讲了一句话。路加福音一章三十五节。
Luke chapter 1 verse
35. 对不起。二章三十五节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 35.
二章三十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 35.
请你读。
Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
这个圣上讲，玛利亚是一个心里被刀刺透的人呢、啊。
It says here in the Bible that Mary is one who there will be a sword that will pierce through her soul.
弟兄姐妹，今天没有一个没有白吃的午餐呢、啊、哦。
Dear brothers and sisters, there is no free meal.
你真的要蒙福吗
？Do you want to be blessed?
你要心智为主吃苦了。
Then you must be ready and be willing to suffer.
我一直想，我们美国教的青年到底问题在哪里，你知道吗
？I've been pondering about it. What is the problem with the youths in the United States?
我一直观察我们的国家跟其他国家的不一样啊。
I have looked into the differences between our country and other countries.
你知道小弟刚从赖索托，就是南非啊一个国家过来，他们有个小朋友，他今年才17岁，他已经管理一个店了，一个大概一个很大的店了。
I recently returned from a country in South Africa, and I met a person who's 17 years old and is already a manager of a large store.
很多国家的年轻人呢，他们没有念书了，但是他们吃了很多的苦。
The youths of many countries have not gone through high education, and they have suffered much.
我们这里的孩子哦，大部分都是妈妈的宝贝，大部分都是 温室里面的花朵。
However, the children that are here, they are the treasures of their mom and the flower from the greenhouse.
有时候很难成熟嘞。
And it is very hard for them to mature.
有时候没有韧性嘞。
And sometimes they're very stubborn.
所以我常常说，你们很可能就是草莓的一族啊。
And that is why I say that you guys just might be that strawberry generation.
真的一压就碎了。
And it is because the moment that you're pressed, you are rotten.
真的叫你们进食哦，有时候真的不容易，是不是？
And you are asked to fast, but it is very difficult.
有时候你要猛虎哦，要学习吃苦。有时候你要学习吃苦。
Sometimes if we want to be blessed, we need to learn to suffer.
我常想到底所罗门王跟大卫王他们生命当中最大的不一样在哪里。
I think about what is the greatest difference between the life of David and the life of Solomon.
我觉得大卫王有个很大的无形的资产，就是他受苦的经历啊。
And I think that David had this great inheritance, which was he had this great asset, which was the experience of his suffering.
所罗门没有吃过苦啦。
And Solomon never suffered.
虽然没有吃过很聪明，但到最后他失败。为什么？因为他没有那种韧性啊，没有办法，没有在那种痛苦当中磨练出来那种坚忍的一种韧性。
And even though because he had not suffered, and even though he was successful in the beginning, he failed in the end. And the reason why he did that is because he never went through a time period where he suffered that could solidify his character.
有时候帮你们想一想哦。
When I think about you guys,
我觉得你们一辈子最苦的，说不定就在 NYTS 哦。
I feel that maybe the most suffering time in your life would be the seminar.
因为你没有办法睡到十点钟嘛，对不对
？And it is because you cannot sleep until 10 a.m.
你没有办法吃这个两点钟睡觉，对不对
？And you can't really go to sleep at 2 a.m.
你没有办法这样子。
You can't just do this.
可这已经是很简单的训练了哦。
And this is already considered a very easy
如果你连这边都没有办法撑过去，没有办法吃这种苦。
If you're not able to even go through this seminar and receive this kind of suffering,
你怎么服侍神呢？
Then how can you serve God?
你怎么得福气啊？
How are you going to become blessed?
这个是我们看到，这是玛利亚蒙恩的一个内容。我们再来看她蒙恩之后一个反应。
Let's take a look at the reaction that she had afterwards.
她知道她得到这些福气之后，她马上去印证这个福气啊。
After she knew that she had received this kind of blessing, she went to receive it.
Confirm it.
She went to confirm it.
我们看路加福音一章三十四节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 37.
路加福音一章三十四节，请你读。
Luke chapter 1 verse
三十四节。
34.
玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，岂能有这事呢？35节。
35.
天使回答说，圣灵临到你，至高者的能力要应庇你，因此要所生的圣者必称为神的儿子。第36节。
36.
请你读。
Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren.
那个神给玛利亚一个 sign, 一个印证。
God gave Mary a sign, something that she could confirm.
我知道啦，做小姐不会生孩子，但是哦，在神都是可能的，因为这是大能者能力要应庇你，圣灵的能力啦。
And he said that I know that if you have not known a man, you cannot become pregnant. However, with God, nothing will be impossible.
你知道你有一个亲戚哦，他都不能生孩子，对不对？她现在也怀孕了六个月了。
And you know that you have a relative who's barren, and she's actually pregnant for 6 months.
这是神给她一个印记，哇，这个神是一个让不可能成为可能的神啊。
And this is a sign that God had given her so that she would understand that God, with God nothing will be impossible.
39节。
Verse 39. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of
with
Judah.
With haste, 急忙的，她就去看，哎。到底神所说的，到底听所说的这个事对不对啊
？It says that she went with haste to the hill country to see whether what God said was true.
如果有一天神要你让你当传道哈
，One day if God hopes or desires for you to become a pastor,
一定会有 sign.
There will be signs.
一定会有印证。
There will be confirmation.
这个是小弟看到很多工人是这样子的。
And this is what I have seen among many workers.
那有时候神给你一些工作。你如果真的不晓得怎么办的时候
，And sometimes God gives you work, and if you don't know what to do with it,
如果不是出于试探神哦
If it is not something where you're trying to tempt God,
啊，你真的有信心哦。
And you really have faith.
你也可以像这个基甸跟神这样求啊，你给我这个一个印证啊，啊，这个有时候这个羊毛有水，有时候羊毛没有水啊。
You can be just like what Gideon had done, which is to ask for a sign where sometimes the fleece had water or not.
那如果什么都没有，你怎么去 confirm 呢
？However, if nothing is received, then how can you
confirm? 你不晓得神到底要不要让你走这条路？这条路是不是神要给你走的？是不是恩典的道路呢
？If you do not know whether this is a path that God hopes you take, and it is a path of blessing.
我想我们至少可以学一学这个亚伯拉罕的老仆人啊。
Then the minimum that we can do is to learn from the old servant of Abraham.
你可以跟神祷告。
Which is pray to God.
神啊，如果这是你要我做的哈。
God, if this is something that you want me to do.
有一个这样的情形，请你让他来成全。
This is the situation, and let this happen.
啊，祷告之后呢？
And after you pray,
你看一看神有没有给你通达的道路。
Take a look and see whether God has opened a path for you.
就是神要我们做一件工作，有时候会给我们开眼睛，知道神要不要给我们一个通达的道路啊。
When God wants us to do a certain kind of work, then He will open our eyes so that we can see whether that path has been opened.
这个是我们可以求去印证的了哦。
And this is something that we can use to confirm.
但是如果没有信心，就不要求了。
However, if you do not have the faith, please do not ask this.
如果试探，就不要求了。
And if you are trying to tempt God, then do not ask of it.
有个弟兄啊，有一次没有信心了。
There was a brother who had no faith.
主耶稣啊，让我看看你啦。
And he said, Jesus Christ, let me take a look at you.
啊，我不晓得你到底有没有存在啊。
I don't even know if you exist or not.
一直求，一直求啊。
And he asked, and he asked.
啊，主耶稣没有出现。
And Jesus Christ did not appear.
啊，魔鬼反而出现了哦。
But it was Satan who appeared.
啊，吓死他了。
And it scared him.
啊，所以我们不是我们不一定要求印证哦。
So we do not necessarily need to ask for a sign of confirmation.
但是有时候神会给我们印证。
However, sometimes God will give us this kind of sign.
我们要去了解神的旨意最重要。
And what is most important is that we need to understand the will of God.
那再来，玛利亚她祷告神呢？
Mary prayed to God.
那时候她还没生孩子啊。
And at that time, she had not had the child.
她就懂得感谢。
And at that moment, she already knew how to be thankful. 一章四十六节。Chapter 1, verse 46.
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大。”47。
47.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。请读。
46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior."
我们这边祷告什么？
When we're praying, what are we praying about?
你祷告你的前途。
You might be praying about your future.
你祷告很多事情。
And you're praying about many things.
但是其实真正有信心的祷告就是用感谢，谢谢主耶稣带领你人生的道路。
However, the prayer of faith is a prayer that thanks God for leading your life.
当拉撒路还没有复活的时候，还在坟墓里面的时候
，Before Lazarus had resurrected when he was still in the tomb，
你知道主耶稣怎么祷告的吗
？Do you know how Jesus Christ prayed？
主耶稣说：“父啊，我感谢你。”
He said, "Father, I thank you."
啊，因为你已经听我祷告了。
And it is because you have already heard my prayer。
你也常常听我的祷告。
And because you hear my prayer very
often。明明人还死在坟墓里面呢。
And at that moment, the person was still dead in the
tomb。所以懂得感谢就是一种。有信心的祷告。
However, those who know how to think, give thanksgiving, that is a prayer of
faith. 因为你没有看到成果，你就懂得感谢神了。
And it is because without seeing the fruits of the work, you already know how to thank God.
所以今天如果主耶稣给我们一条路，让我们来走。
And that is why today, if God gives us a path to walk upon,
主耶稣给我们拣选，要我们来做工。
God chooses us to work for Him.
我们要先懂得感谢。
Then we must learn to first give our thanksgiving.
今天我们谈到一个蒙大恩的女子。
Today we have talked about a woman who was highly favored by God.
各位年轻的弟兄姐妹，我们真的好希望这边有很多神的工人出来。
Dear young brothers and sisters, we really hope that there will be the workers of God that stand up.
但是从现在开始，我们要学习思想神的话。
However, from now on, we need to learn to meditate and ponder upon the word of God.
主耶稣会给你聪明了。
And God will give you this understanding.
你还是要想一想。
And you must think about it very often.
你也要一个乐意接受的心。
And you must also have a heart that is willing to accept it.
如果真的主耶稣要用你哦。
So that if God really wants to use you,
我们要先感谢神。
Then you must first thank Him.
我们每个人都能够成为蒙大恩的人。
And I hope that each one of us will become highly favored.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.